FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is October 3rd, 2016. Can't emphasize enough, the third quarter is over, the fourth. We're beginning now. I think it's a key transitional time. Might be an election paralysis now. Not sure about that, but things are going to happen and happen quickly when they do. And with us now is one of my favorite analysts, I'm talking about Chris Vermeulen, thegoldenoilguy.com. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kerry.
Hey, so we're in this thing. No, there's like no movement. Everything's inching around, moving sideways. What are they waiting for?
Yeah, you know what? We're in a massive transition period. It's already dragged out for about a year and a half, potentially 2 years, depending on the stock index you're looking at or the commodity. But we're in this major kind of consolidation slash trend change. We're looking at the stock market in general has got a potential major topping pattern. It continues to hold up because market sentiment in general is still bullish. Dips are being bought, and that continues to hold the market up. We haven't had any really bad news really hit the market that's enough to change that sentiment. So we keep seeing the large caps, which are holding the market up, kind of hold their value. Meanwhile, we've seen the underlying assets, the weaker ones, the leading indicators like the small cap stocks, they've been showing a lot of selling that's been taking place, a lot of erosion. There's some weakness in the market, but we just haven't seen the broad markets roll over because the large cap stocks where investors, the typical investor where they put their money in mutual funds, those funds all buy the large cap stocks, the blue chips. And those are the stocks that are holding the market up. Meanwhile, all the other little ones have been kind of falling off and losing value, and they're setting up very bearish patterns, meaning they're going to head a lot lower. And on the flip side of the equities market, as the equities are trying to put in a major top over the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been seeing commodities starting to put in a major bottoming formations, whether it's natural gas, crude oil, or precious metals. We're seeing them kind of slowly rotate from down. They've been consolidating with bottoming formations that are very, very typical bottoming like price action. And they've been starting to rise and hold very bullish patterns. And they have yet to really fully break out of their, you could argue, their bear markets or their basing patterns, but commodities in general are building launch pads to rocket higher. And all that bodes kind of well with what's going on in the overall stock market cycle. Typically, after a stocks have a huge, massive bull market, when they start to get frothy, PE ratios are high, just like they are now, commodities, physical assets typically start to strengthen and outperform stocks at the very later stages, which is right where we're at now, at the later stages of a bull market for stocks. And we're going to see a shift. And I think a lot of it's going to hinge on kind of the whole presidential cycle, the election that's going to happen. And as things draw closer to the election, we'll probably start to see some wild movements. I've got cycle analysis in the market that shows a lot of chatter. It's going to be really tough trading, I think, looking forward the next, all the way till about January 1st. I think we're going to see a lot of chatter, a lot of big up weeks and down weeks, you know, stuff that you've got to be a short-term trader to catch before these major trend reversals actually take grasp and we start to see equities sell off in a big way and for commodities to start to rally in a big way because we're in a transition. Transitions are really tough. It's the bulls and bears fighting back and forth. So we're kind of in this big limbo that's been dragging out almost 2 years, depending on the asset class. And all these major trends are about to change directions. And it's going to catch a lot of people off guard who don't follow the markets from a technical standpoint and kind of see this unfolding.
And so when you talk about this, when it's really, really getting to that transition point, and most of you out there aren't even expecting it. I mean, you know it's going to happen, but you just kind of don't believe it, right? What's the biggest tip-off short of it happening?
Well, in my opinion, we've kind of already had the tip off. We have seen since late 2014 in the stock market, the type of sell-offs we've seen, they haven't been like corrections and just like selling pressure that take time for price to correct and move lower and then go higher. What we've been seeing is heavy volume distribution, these massive 1 or 2 week, in some cases, they're only a couple of days, these massive drops in the market, huge volume, huge selling. We've seen it happen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times really since 2014. It's happened across the board in small caps, tech stocks, really across the board in almost all the stocks. So there's huge distribution going on, and it's creating this topping phase, this topping pattern. That is the early warning sign. I've been talking about it since late 2014, but these major trend reversals can take quarters or a couple years to eventually top out. And you know, we're getting to this later stage where finally we actually see the commodities have looked in general to have bottomed, and they've moved up to a level. They've formed this bullish price action showing that money is and has been rotating into physical assets and out of equities. And we're very close here from seeing commodities really kind of rocket higher and for the equities to sell off. So we've got the early warning sign. Right now, we're just kind of waiting for some more selling. And from a technical standpoint, looking out as a long-term investor, we really won't have a technical breakdown in a bear market confirmed until the S&P 500 closes below about the 1800 mark. And right now, we're trading at 2150. So we're a long ways up percentage-wise from a confirmed bear market. That being said, there's a huge potential move back down to that 1800 where a lot of money can actually be made. And looking at the weekly and daily chart, it looks as though we're about to see a 2 or 3 week sell-off in equities starting potentially this week here. And it could be the start of the next move down to that level. And eventually when we break 1800, that is when it's going to be lights out for the index. And we'll probably see a year or two of downward trends in general for stocks.
Wow. Interesting. And that's something that is not in many of your DNA out there. Like, you're not going to believe it until it happens, I guess, because stocks always go up, right, Chris?
Yeah, if you hold long enough, eventually they do, but it's a painful, lengthy roller coaster. And if you don't own the indexes, you own, say, mutual funds, which 95% of investors do, mutual funds tend to underperform. And that's one of the biggest problems. If you were just going to buy and hold as a long-term investor, to me, there is no point in going into mutual funds. You just buy an index ETF that pays the dividends and is the benchmark that these mutual funds are trying to follow, like the SPY ETF. You just buy it. It's got the lowest expense ratio and you get paid your dividends and you don't have to worry about trying to keep up with the S&P 500, which all these mutual funds try to do, but most of them fail.
Yeah, they fail
You can just own. Yeah, you could just own it and go that direction. But you know, there's times in the market where if you don't want to be involved when things get ugly, you can just move to cash and let the market settle itself out for 6, 18, 24 months, sell off, and you can rotate back into an index fund later. But obviously, huge potential can be made in a falling market if you use an inverse ETF. And that's what I'm looking at right now, is to start getting into a short-term inverse ETF to play this upcoming drop, I think, in the next 1 or 2 weeks. And potentially, depending on that type of drop, we may be adding and going with our long-term investment capital to get inverse, to short the market, to profit from the start of, to get early in on the beginning of a bear market.
Yeah. So making money, whether the market's going up or down, that's the key.
That is. And the nice thing, so many people don't want to short the market. They feel guilty for betting against the economy. But, you know, it's not something anybody should worry about, because people do it no matter what. It's going to fall whether you do it or not. So why not?
Absolutely.
Not say you want it to fall, but why not bet against it and profit from the collapse? And the thing with a falling market is it falls 3 to 7 times faster than it rises. So we could see a year-long rally in the market, and you know, in a couple months we could see that same move down completely negate that move, meaning you could make the same amount of money in 1 or 2 months as you could in potentially, you know, 6 or 12 months. So there's huge huge explosive potential on the downside. If you can identify when that trend has kind of reversed and is heading lower, you want to be looking to short. Any big bounce up in the market, as if prices rise to resistance levels, you want to take an inverse ETF and play the next big leg down, a nice sell-off.
Yeah, so if you're not as sophisticated in the markets, obviously, as you are, Chris, I mean, you've been doing this since you're a teenager. You know, what's the best way to play it? I mean, how do you do it? Because you're going to be nervous, a little unsure of yourself, and there's a right way to do this, a wrong way to do it. So how do you play it?
You know, if you're a long-term investor and you don't know what to do right now, I feel as though trimming most of your stock positions right back to only 5 or 10% of your portfolio. I hold about 8% of my entire long-term portfolio is long, and it's only long large cap stocks because they're the only kind of real stocks that are still in a bull market. You don't want mid and small cap stocks because they've been underperforming.
They're going to get killed.
So large cap stocks are still up. So right now you could be long large cap stocks with a small percentage of your capital, sit in cash with the rest, with majority of it, but own some gold, silver, and gold miners, because those charts are showing a very strong potential for massive gains. You're talking 100-300% gain in those ETFs potential going forward. So you want to own some of those risk-off assets, gold, silver, miners, ETFs. And there's no problem with holding cash. When things are uncertain, it's way better to not make any money than to lose money. You don't need to be in the market all the time.
And then if somebody really wants to go on the short side, I think your publication's a real plus for that, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I focus on is my newsletter. I talk about the markets. We look at cycles, short-term cycles, and we'll get short the market to profit from, you know, 1 or 2 week drops in the market, just like what I think is happening, starting to happen right now. And also, I provide my long-term portfolio so you can see exactly the ETFs that you can play to mimic exactly what I'm doing with my long-term kind of set it and forget it. Long-term investing plays, we are in trades for a year to 3, 4, 5 years. So it's very slow, very easy positions to follow. And you just sit there and you let the markets unfold with the major trends. And as the major trends start to turn, just like they are now, that's when you start trimming positions, reducing exposure. And then when a new bear market truly is confirmed in stocks, and when a new bull market is confirmed in precious metals, then you can add the balance of your positions to those weightings, depending on how you want to play them, and then carry those trends on that could last, you know, another couple of years. So long-term investing is really simple when you understand the stage analysis, how cycles or the stock market moves, and it's very slow. You don't get in near you don't get in at the bottom, you don't get out of the top, but you catch massive multi-year moves in the middle, slow, easy money.
That's the key. That's the key. Patience. Don't do anything hasty, impetuous, you know, go with the market, go with the trend, and so important. So Chris, people going to want to find out more, going to want to check out your site, check out your newsletter. Where's the best place to find you?
Yeah, the best place is at thegoldandoilguy.com. And there I cover all the markets each morning in a pre-market video. I provide my cycle analysis so you can see what to expect more or less this week and looking forward a month, where the bias is, where the overall market should be headed. And I give all my trade alerts. Every trade that I personally take, I share with members so they can follow suit. And I only share trades that I take with my own money, which is much different than the majority of newsletters out there. So you see and do exactly what I'm doing if you want to follow me.
Yeah, none of those theoretical trades or coulda, shoulda, woulda trades, huh?
Yeah, I don't push out trades just to satisfy. I'm very conservative. I don't do a lot of trades. I do 1 to 3 or 4 trades a month, depending on how active the markets are. And I'm just looking to make a steady, you know, steady income and steady growth of the portfolio.
Yeah, you can't ask for more than that. And don't get greedy. That's the key. And hey, look, we'll have a link back to Chris's site in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions, whatever, send me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Chris, we'll talk to you again soon, probably after the election, and we won't get into who's best for whatever, because that's a pointless endeavor anyway. But we'll talk to you soon. Be well.
All right. Take care, Carrie. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.